This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass there, ready to go. We've got the Thursday night special coming up. Mike, it's been a rough go for the Thursday night special. We're sitting at 4-6 right now. Thought we had a real chance to go get back to 500 last week with the Broncos. They did not cover. So now we set our sights on maybe the game of the week.
This is
Patriots-Jets.
The best game.
Yeah,
probably
I think so.
the best franchise in the NFL.
Probably the best game we see all year. Yeah. Well, it also gives us a chance to get an up-close and personal look at a Patriots team that is pushing for a top seed in the NFL, in the AFC. I mean, they're sitting at 8-2 as well. So Broncos fans should be rooting for the New York Jets tonight. You know, this is what you want to have happen. If the Patriots somehow lose to the Jets, which I don't see happening, then Denver would be the only team to have two losses outside of the Colts, and then the Broncos could gain a game for the time being because the Colts are off this week, and they could sit at number one for however brief that might be. So that would be kind of cool, just the optics of that, to see Denver at this stage in the season, this late in the season, holding on to a number one spot. Now, right now, Colts are 8-2, Broncos are 8-2, Patriots are 8-2. Denver has the tiebreaker over New England based on best win percentage in conference games. New England won last week against Tampa Bay. Denver's win over the Raiders being an AFC game, so that's why Denver right now has the tiebreaker. Big Hub says, who deserves more credit, Drake May or Vrabel? For the turnaround, probably both. Vrabel's a good coach. Why the Titans decided he wasn't going to be their head coach, I'll never know. And this guy, again, getting him back with the Patriots was a great move. And yeah, I didn't. Who would have seen this coming, Mike? That the Patriots would be this good at this stage. You know, I didn't see it. But Mike Vrabel, what he's done as a head coach has been excellent. I mean, with the Titans, all he did for a good chunk of his time there was go to the playoffs, Mike. They were 9-7 his first year, 9-7 his second year, and they lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Next year, he went 11-5. They lost to the Ravens in the wild card game. Then 12-5, lost to the Bengals in the divisional game. And then he had a 7-10, 6-11 year. And now he's 8-2 with the Patriots. And Drake May looks to be the real deal. On the season, he's thrown for 2,500 yards, 19 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions. So the answer is probably somewhere in between on both of those guys. How about Travion Henderson? He's been a good player for this team. I really wanted him to be a Denver Bronco. 430 yards as a rookie, 3 touchdowns for him. Did you see it? Was it last week when he was running? He had a long run, and he's looking over at the sidelines to see whether or not, hey, is this a good time to, should I take it in or should I go down? And they gave him the green light, go ahead and get in that end zone. But that's just that's a heady football player right there. So tonight, the Patriots will go up against the New York Jets. I believe they are 12.5-point favorites. Yeesh. I think the Patriots win, right? But do they cover 12.5? That's always the question. These have been some pesky spreads the last few Thursdays, Michael, and that's probably why I'm 4-6. Just can't seem to nail it. But we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right this time around. Looking forward to it. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043.
And you'll be picking this today. Not Friday, because picks are on Friday, but you'll be Mr. Thursday Night Specialing this today.
Yeah. What do you think? Where do you think I'm going?
I think you're going to go with the Patriots to win.
No, I don't do that. We go. Do they cover? It's the easy pick is the Patriots are going to win, Mike. If I just did win or loss, I'd be undefeated probably. You know, that's easy stuff. So I got to go with the spread here. We'll see. Mike, let's do this. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good last night, how about this? Nuggets win big. 130 to 116. They're 9-2. I believe six in a row now. Nikola Jokic with 55 points. He was 18 of 23. He did make it to the free throw line a lot last night. 14 of 16. He had 12 rebounds and 6 assists. 55 for the big man. I don't know, man. Plus 28. He and Aaron Gordon both plus 28 on the floor last night. What more can you say about the way Joker has played? And Cam Johnson goes down in that game. He's now listed as a game time decision. So he only played a few minutes. Same with, you know, Christian Brown. He busted up his ankle and missed most of the game last night against the Clippers. So he's a game time decision. That's one of the things that could derail what you're trying to do. But again, having that bench be as deep as it is really helping. So I'm running out of adjectives for Nikola Jokic, man. I don't know what else we can say.
Stupendous.
The guy is really, really good. Yeah. Come up with more. Give me some more.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Just what we're witnessing. It's really exciting. So I want to talk about that a little bit today. Also, the bad. I'm on the Mountain West app last night trying to watch CSU and Cal Poly. From what I saw, that game, very physical game, there was fights about to break out all the time, but I could barely watch it. It would, like, I'd be watching it, Mike, and then it would freeze. And so I'd look over, I'd press play, because I did the thing where you, like, Harry Potter it up onto your TV from your cell phone, and then it would just freeze. So I'd press play, and then it would take me back to the beginning of the game. Did that, like, 10 times. I finally gave up. I was like, all right, the Rams are going to win this. They win 93-79. They don't need me anymore. Fly, fly, little birdies. I couldn't watch because the Mountain West app is terrible. Just awful. And I don't know. Just not good. Not good overall.
When are these conferences just going to admit it? We need to stop building these apps. Because there are so many apps.
I mean, you'd rather watch them than not watch them, right? If they're not going to be on television, in which I'm going to get to some television news for the Pac-12. Ever heard of USA Network, Mike? Ever heard of it?
I have. USA sign with the Pac?
They signed with the Pac.
Signed with USA?
They signed, yeah, signed up. Why is it? People are like coming at me saying this is a bad move. It's Mickey Mouse. What, dude, selfishly, I have it. So is it a good move? Yeah. If I have it, it's a good move. I get to watch more CSU stuff. Awesome. More Pac-12 stuff.
Yeah, and you can get USA Network on cable, and you can get USA Network on Dish.
Yes,
you might
can.
Be able to get it on Fubo.
I don't care. I have it. So is it a good move? If I have it, yeah, absolutely it's a good move.
It's better than what they had.
Mm-hmm. Here's the ugly, Michael. Kind of wondered if this was going to happen. Kevin Lytle reporting in the Colorado, and who will join us later on in the show today. Also, Rams Weekly coming up at 2. Colorado State football leading rusher Jalen Dupree leaves the team, expected to transfer. I would say he was the second best player on this roster. Is that fair? Because Owen Long, obviously a tackle machine, has been unstoppable. I would say next it was Jalen Dupree. So he's going to go ahead and just call it quits on the season and get ready for, I'm assuming, his next team. Now, could he Could he come back to CSU if he likes the head coaching situation? I don't know. I mean, my answer would be, yeah, if he wants to come back. But some would say, no, he quit on the team now. And I don't really view it as quitting on the team. I don't. He came here. He was recruited by Jay Norvell's coaching staff. And when that changes, why would he? You know, why would he go out and potentially get hurt? And not, you know, he doesn't know what his future looks like, but that's not going to help if he goes out and gets hurt in a lame duck season. So I think it's Big Hub says, what's so bad about it? Well, some people just view it as, you know, and Big Hub, I know, see, I stuck up for you on this too. If you don't like the direction your team's going and you think that you're wasting your years, you only get so many years to play football. You only get so many games, Mike. And so if, and again, he's a redshirt freshman, so he has plenty of years left. Why would he stick around with a team that there's no plan for the future and he doesn't know? We aren't going to know who the next head coach is until the season's over. So I don't, it sucks for CSU, but personally, just looking at him as the individual, I don't fault guys for doing this. Now, if Jay Norvell was still on this team and then it was decided that he quit. But now you got Braden Fowler-Nicolosi, Jalen Dupree. I mean, these were all big pieces to start the season for CSU, and this is just how bad it's gotten. Faith texting in, the app was horrible. It looked like I was using an old high school, what is it, Commodore 64 computer? It was awful, man. It was just, how do you put that product out like that? Just crazy to me.
Well done, Faith.
Burn.
GoPoke says it's not necessarily the Mount West app. It's the CSU production team. Just saying. Is that for sure? Because I feel like I've watched other games and I've had issues with the app. Usually when I just watch it on my computer, it's fine. But ever since I did the app thing, it hasn't been good. So, I don't know. It was not good. It sucked. I really was looking forward to watching that game. And I got to watch it in spurts. And then it just kept taking me back to the beginning of the game. I don't know if anybody else was experiencing that. Big Hub says someone definitely told him about better NIL opportunities because of his play. Why stay when it's uncertain what will happen here? And thank you for sticking up with it, because Adazio tried to paint it as I quit. Yeah, that was, I remember that, and I continued to have a great relationship with Big Hub. His story was so unique. Like, to start the season, Mike, Adazio and the coaching staff, they're telling him, like, dude, you're going to be awesome. We're going to utilize the crap out of you. You're going to take it to the next level. And, you know, Big Hub's like, hell yeah, that's great. And then for whatever reason, fell out of favor. And Big Hub, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even think you really talked to Steve Adazio much after that, maybe, or initial conversation. And it was just awkward. It was just weird. So, no, I really try not to fault college athletes anymore for leaving at any point, because you just don't know their story. I stuck up for Christian McCaffrey when he decided not to play the bowl game for Stanford in his final year. I maintain, if you're not in the playoffs, do whatever you want. It sucks. It sucks for the team. It sucks for the fans. But I also get it. You know, for Christian McCaffrey, he's like, I'm going to prepare for the NFL draft. I don't want to get hurt in a bowl game. Sorry, that doesn't mean anything. If you're not in the playoffs,
I think they should get rid of most of the bowl games. I know they won't, but like you wouldn't have all these players or most of these players quitting on it if the bowls meant something. If the Sun Bowl actually meant something, which it kind of used to, now it's just like the number five of the Pac-12 playing the number five of
well,
I forget.
And if you have, but also like, where are the Rams now? How many games do they have left? They don't have enough for... They have three games left. How many games have they won, Mike, too? They beat UNC, kind of?
Asterisk.
And they beat Fresno State?
Yes.
So they have two wins with three games remaining. Check my math. They cannot become bowl eligible. Right?
Unless they're Nebraska.
Right. Who very
can
odd.
Can become but bowl eligible no matter what.
CSU is not Nebraska. So they're not going to... They're not going to go to a bowl game. So what is there? I'm asking, what is there to play for? I mean, I get it. You're a Division I athlete.
Pray
it's an opportunity.
Pride.
It's pride. It's all that stuff. But maybe Dupree looked at it and said, okay, I'll stay on for as long as we possibly can if we can make a bowl game and we can make something of this season. But then once they were almost all but mathematically eliminated from that conversation. I think even more than all but, they probably are mathematically eliminated. Because it's typically six, like you said. But rare occasions, you see a Nebraska get in there with five. What was there to play for? I mean, I feel like these players are viewing it kind of like I'm viewing it, talking about it. The interest is not in the games anymore for me, for CSU. The interest is 100% about the about who's going to be the next head coach. I'm not going to spend a whole heck of a lot of time breaking into X's and O's on their upcoming game against New Mexico. Because it just, I mean, it doesn't matter. Some fans will say it does matter. But what would a win mean for CSU against New Mexico? Well, seriously, what would a win mean?
I mean, it's about pride and it's about having two legitimate wins as opposed to three wins and one of them was just crap.
Yeah.
Look, here's the positive. Here's another positive of him not playing, or at least a positive of him not playing. Someone else gets to play. Someone else gets to go, okay, only a couple games left. My shirt's not going to get unreaded. I get to play. I get some experience. Hooray for me.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't need experience. He's a stud.
No, I mean, not him.
Oh,
somebody else,
yeah.
Somebody else,
sure,
on the Rams,
yeah, sure,
is going to have the opportunity to show who they are.
I get where you're going. Dixon says, for the USA Channel. So, yeah, USA Channel and Pac-12. The Pac-12 has announced its third media partner, USA Sports. So what is it, CW and CBS Sports? Are those the...
Yeah, CBS Sports Network.
CBS Sports Network and then the CW and now USA. Ross Dellinger reported, as part of a five-year deal, USA Network will air 22 football games, 50 men's basketball, and 5 to 10 women's basketball games. USA will carry the men's basketball tournament. USA joins CBS Sports and CW as Pac-12 partners. Dixon says, is it the actual channel? Do you have to get the USA app? I think it's, to my understanding, it would be the actual channel.
I'm not sure, but since it's affiliated with NBC, it might be on Peacock as well.
Yeah, maybe. Because that channel usually carries a lot of other just regular shows and stuff. Yeah, I, to my knowledge, and I'll get more clarity on this when Kevin joins us, but from what I know right now, it will be on your terrestrial signals. Any player that thinks they have a chance to be drafted in the top five rounds is not going to play in a bowl game. Yeah. I agree with that. Unless it's playoffs. You know, once in a lifetime opportunity kind of thing. That doesn't count as a playoff game. Okay, yeah, I get where you're going, Dixon. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. And I don't have a problem with Dupree at all. I mean, it sucks as a fan of CSU. Dupree and Owen Long were the two of the biggest names to try to keep there for next year, whoever that coach is. But clearly, Dupree doesn't want to wait around. And again, could he come back to CSU? Would you want him back? If you're the new coach and you come in and suddenly, you know, he enters the portal, but he's not liking what he's seeing, would you welcome him back?
If he's good enough.
Yeah, he's good enough.
I mean, Ed Lamb did that, but Ed Lamb did the thing. You got to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
You got to earn it back. And I would do the same thing. I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to.
He's leaving. He's leaving because the guys that got him there are gone or going to be gone. I don't know who directly recruited him, but I'm sure Jay Norvell was a pretty heavy part in that. And most guys on that staff were a pretty heavy part in that. Bill Best, I can't imagine Bill Best is going to be there next year. Can't imagine anybody on this staff is going to be there next year. So I don't even blame it if you're as a staff, if you're wanting to bring him back. Oh, you're not really going to do the whole, oh, well, he just left us. He abandoned CSU. Well, he left because the plan that he signed up for is no more. So why shouldn't they get that opportunity? So I have no issues. I don't understand the people that say he quit on the team. The team quit on the direction that he was told they were going. And that doesn't bother me one bit. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So that's the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Today we're going to get into, I want to talk about, so my poll question of the day, it's brought to you by 55 on Wednesday night. Joker had 55 on Wednesday night. That's why we're doing that. Are you having doubts about Bo Nix being the franchise quarterback? I'm just flat out asking it today. Because it hasn't, he doesn't look better. I would say he's regressed. And there's the thing, there's the sophomore slump. He was pretty good last year. For a rookie quarterback, he was pretty good. But I even thought, okay, his numbers might not be as good this year, but he might be better because the Broncos are going to run a lot more. They're not going to ask him to do as much. That's not been the case. They've asked him to do just as much. And he's got the happy feet back there. He doesn't seem like he's going through all of his reads. Just to me, I mean, again, from the dude sitting on his couch, it just looks like he's jittery. It looks like he's not nervous, just not relaxed. He doesn't look relaxed back there. So my question is, do you have doubts about Bo Nix being the franchise quarterback for the Broncos? And right now, it's 50-50. So it's split right down the middle. So go vote. Follow me at X or on X at Whole Show and follow along with these poll questions. So I don't know. I have my doubts. I do have my doubts about Bo. Do you have doubts about Bo Nix being the franchise quarterback, Michael?
I do not. I need to see more terrible play before I start doubting.
Tell you that he could change that narrative pretty quickly if he shows out on Sunday against a pretty good defense in Kansas City Chiefs. This is a huge game this weekend. And it's a bigger game for Kansas City than it is Denver. How about that? Kansas City needs, like, they really need to win this game. Because the way it sits, you know, they're on the outside looking in. And if they lose to, because they're eighth right now. If they go to 5-5 to start the season, yeah, there's still real good chance that they'll get into the playoffs. But they take on the Colts the following week.
That's a loss.
And they're at Dallas.
That's a win.
They're home against Houston. Is C.J. Stroud back?
If C.J. Stroud comes back, that's an interesting game.
Then you're home against the Chargers.
That's an interesting game.
Then you're at Tennessee, Kansas City. And then they still have Denver, and then they're at the Raiders. So it's not out of the world possibility if they lose to Denver on Sunday that they couldn't make the playoffs. In fact, I'd still put money on the Chiefs making the playoffs, but
I see them making the playoffs but that's not a favorable schedule. If you slip up against the Raiders, you've got some tough teams. You still have the Broncos, it's a loss. You have the Colts, I'm calling that a loss. You have the Chargers, and Chargers are pretty decent.
Pretty good, yeah.
And they have a head coach I hate.
However, this is the cool thing. If Denver beats the Chiefs this weekend, Kansas City's not winning the division. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it would be down to the Broncos and the Chargers.
Yeah.
We all know who's going to take it.
Chargers?
How dare you?
Well, I'm asking. I don't know.
Absolutely not.
But then if you lose this game, then the doubts come back in of, well, you can't beat a good team. And that's where we're going to be sitting for 2 weeks because they'll be on their bye after that is, oh, you can't beat a good team. Then they'll have Washington, who will be without their quarterback. Then you got the Raiders again. So you could still win those two games and get to 10 wins. The narrative, you could be 10-3 by the time you get to that Green Bay game, and you will still say, this is a team that's not beating good teams.
And yet, one of the teams that never beat a good team, the greatest show on turf, still won the Super Bowl.
They could win the Super Bowl. I was joking with Keeler about this yesterday. Like they could win the Super Bowl, and we would still go, were they a great team? There's still a lot of story left in this season, man. Still a lot of, what are there, 7 games left?
And they've got some tough teams still to play.
Dixon chiming in, the arch nemesis of the whole show. Of course, he's our resident Kansas City Chiefs fan. Says this is probably the biggest game since the Super Bowl for Denver. Chance to put their foot on KC in the division's throat. Huge game for KC. Have a feeling this will be the Broncos offense get right game coming off the extra days off. And that defense is amazing. Can't believe KC is a favored. Wow, Dixon. That was not a Micah tweet. You on the other hand, the Broncos are gonna win no matter what. I gotta applaud Dixon here for actually being a logical sports fan.
Well, he read the Texas El Paso study.
The Chiefs are a favorite in Denver this weekend. 3.5-point favorite. What does that tell you about what the wise guys think about Denver's offense? 30 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out, take a quick break. Mike, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group, they are meticulous. They are their approach ensures savvy business owners and individuals looking for an insurance advisor, and not just the lowest premium, they'll receive the protection they deserve. The goal at Renaissance Insurance Group is to give you the confidence that everything you've worked hard for is covered. That peace of mind, in turn, offers you the freedom to focus on your growth and prosperity. You want that freedom? Check out Renaissance Insurance Group at team-rig.com or call Ryan at 970-674-8825. Yeah, I'm a little shocked that the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. Why are they favored? Because the national rhetoric around the Broncos is that they're good defense, not a very good offense, and that it's, you know, if the defense isn't perfect, the bottom's going to fall out. I mean, the bottom line, there's people nationally don't believe in the Broncos at this stage. They are being viewed as a big time pretender at 8-2, and they're not wrong right now. You beat a bad Raiders team in a close game. You beat a Texans team, good defense, but C.J. Stroud was not in that game. You beat a bad Cowboys team. Now it's looking like Cowboys are bad. It took a fourth quarter miracle to beat the Giants. You barely beat the Jets in an ugly, ugly London game. You did beat the Eagles, which, you know, the Eagles won last week. That's looking a little bit better, although that was an ugly game on Monday night. You beat a Bengals team without their guy, and in fact, their second guy, because Jake Browning was the starting quarterback in that game. And then you beat a bad Titans team that already fired their coach. You haven't done anything offensively. You know, defensively, they're getting all the accolades as they should. But until you beat a team that's going to be a playoff team, this is where we'll sit. So that's why the Chiefs are favored. Chiefs are a good team. I mean, look at their last few games. It does feel like they're kind of turning on. Now, they lost to the Bills 28-21. Bills, very good team. Got stuck in the Miami Dolphins situation, lost badly. That was weird. But they smoked the Commanders, they smoked the Raiders, and they beat the Lions pretty good. So that three-game winning streak before they lost to Buffalo, that was starting to show us, okay, the Chiefs are making a comeback here. They started the season 0-2 after losing to the Chargers, losing to the Eagles. Until the Broncos can prove they can do it offensively, they will be considered a pretender. They'll be considered a squeak into the playoffs, but they're probably going to lose in the first round. So, no, J.K. Dobbins didn't practice yesterday, Mike. He has not been placed on the IR as of right now. That doesn't mean that's not going to happen. In fact, I'm looking right now to see if he has been placed on the IR. I don't know. I would imagine, I mean, now Sean Payton saying R.J. Harvey is special. We call that guy the athlete. He's building up R.J. Harvey. So is that setting us up to place J.K. Dobbins on IR? Is that smoke and mirrors? We just don't know yet. We'll probably know today.
If he's special, why hasn't the special been on the menu?
Don't know. You'd have to ask Sean that in one of your well-thought-out Broncos questions that you brought to training camp all those years ago that you never asked. But they're still there. That juice is still there, Mike.
You want me to call him live on the air?
Yeah, give him a call.
I could do that, and we could ask him.
Why don't you give him a call?
Okay.
You know what he'd say? You'd go, "Hey, LeSean, why is RJ Harvey not playing that much?" And he'd say, "Stop it. Stop it, Mike. Stop asking questions." Actually, he'd come up with a different name for you. He'd change your name. Only jerks would do that. He'd say, "Stop it, Michelle." And then he would ridicule you for even asking the question. J.K. Dobbins has been good, but no but. No but. There's no but. R.J. Harvey just, we love him. We think he's amazing. Why hasn't he played much? Well, you tell me. I don't know. It's frustrating. I said it weeks ago. I want to start seeing more of this guy just in case J.K. Dobbins goes down. Well, we're in the just in case, at least we think, right now. So all Sean Payton said on the matter was he'll have more opportunities in this game. He's built to last, and that's important. It's a big opportunity for J.K. Dobbins, or for R.J. Harvey. But I'm worried that Derbs is going to be right. The dude down the hall said he doesn't think the workload's going to change for RJ because they're going to do a running back by committee type of deal with Bidet and Jaleel McLaughlin. And then I would beg the question, then what would you say you do here? Why did you draft RJ Harvey in the second round? This is the moment he should be ready to take over as the guy. But I'm also looking at Bo Nix, too. Like, I think this has got to be a game where we really start to shut up about the Bo Nix stuff. I need to see it, Mike. So the poll question today is, are you having doubts about Bo Nix being the franchise quarterback? If he goes out and lays an egg against Kansas City, which, again, they are a good defense, then those questions are going to pop right back up about who Bo is as a franchise quarterback for Denver. 41 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into the show. Mike, how you doing? You ready? You ready for a big weekend?
I am ready.
You ready for this
super big weekend?
Do you feel like this is the biggest game for the Broncos since Super Bowl 50? Because I would argue and say no, it was their playoff game against the Bills.
That I would agree with that.
Yeah. Is it their biggest regular season game since Super Bowl 50? Since that season?
No, because I think the biggest game would be the game that got them into the playoffs last year.
Was that the game that got them in? Wasn't that the Chiefs game last year? Wasn't that the...
I think they were already in.
Were they already in?
I think so.
I thought it was the Chiefs game. They had to win that final game of the season to get in.
Oh, that might have been the case.
They were, yeah, because they were 9-7 after losing to Cincinnati in overtime. I believe they needed that one, and the Chiefs, of course, rested their starters, and the Broncos beat them 38-0. That's the last time we saw this team. These two teams play each other was the Broncos beating the Chiefs reserves. But it was also the Broncos played them pretty tough last year, too.
Broncos have always played them pretty tough.
They
Even
lost
if the score
the blocked
is
field
like
goal.
Pretty wide, the Broncos play the Chiefs pretty tough.
They were able to, and I'm not even going to look at the last game. I'm looking at the game before that where they lost 16-14 last year. They got to Patrick Mahomes four times. He had a QBR of 52.8. He was 28-42, 266 yards and a touchdown. And they only scored 16. That was Jonathan Cooper had a sack, Zach Allen had a sack, Nick Benito had a sack, John Franklin Myers. That is going to be the test, because again, keep in mind, you're without Patrick Surtain. I mean, the injuries are mounting up for Denver. Big, significant injuries. J.K. Dobbins, arguably one of the most important players on offense. Patrick Surtain, arguably the first or second most important player on defense. You'd say first over Benito?
I would say so.
Probably. Benito has more ability to affect the game just because they're never going to Sertan. So Benito can make his own luck.
Billy Zane. I think the Broncos are more deep up front than they are in the back.
They have some good pass rushers, some really good pass rushers. I mean, you got Jonathan Cooper, Justin Sternad has been good. John Franklin Myers has been good. And we really haven't seen a whole ton of Jonah Ellis either, but this is going to come down to can you get to Mahomes, and he's still good under pressure. He's very good under pressure. Dixon says, yeah, I was right. It was the Chiefs game. Yeah, the Broncos needed that win.
Good call, Brady.
You're welcome, Mike. Dixon says, but nobody expected them to beat Buffalo. Yeah, but it was still a playoff game. I did not expect them to beat Buffalo. When I did my picks picture on Friday, everybody knows that. I did my picks. I did say Buffalo would cover. That looked bad right off the bat when the Broncos scored quickly, and then after that, it was all Buffalo.
Were the picks on Friday last
year? Picks were on Friday last year. Everybody knows that? Yeah, everyone knew that. 44 and 20-something. I 44 and 28 or something. Pretty good last year.
Are you doing that well this year?
Are we on pace to get to 44? I got to start racking them up here this weekend, Mike, because we're running out of college games. I'm 29 and 24.
That's not very good.
Got to get into the mid-30s here pretty quick. So definitely needing a monster weekend. I'm going to have 5 games to pick from. Because is it CU that's off this week?
Well, someone said earlier, you're making money. But I think with your sports knowledge, you should be like making so much money.
You think
money.
I should be getting all these right?
Dude,
this is Air Force has been so unpredictable. Wyoming has been unpredictable. CSU's been unpredictable. At least one game. That's a loss that I didn't count on when they whooped up on Fresno State. Didn't see that coming. 11:50 the time. We got top stories of the day coming up. Pac-12 news. Latest on JK, if we get any. J.K. Dobbins, if we get any news there, we'll be keeping our eyes on that. Kevin Lytle will join us in the final hour. We got the Thursday night special, buy or sell, what did we learn? All of that coming up. How we feeling, guys? How we feeling about the Broncos-Chiefs this weekend? Broncos going to get to 9-2? The Nuggets did it last night. What's the holdup, Denver? We'll be right back.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right. 5 minutes until the noon hour here. Glad you guys are with us. We got top stories of the day coming up. And then Kevin will join us from the Colorado, and I'm curious to get his thoughts on Jalen Dupree. If this is the tip of the iceberg, are we going to start seeing more and more names leave this program? I'm guessing we will. Just did not see it going so far south so quickly for Colorado State. I mean, doesn't it seem like a long time ago that the Rams fired Jay Norvell? It's been a long season, man.
Yeah.
For them. Really long. Really rough.
In some cases, it feels like it's gone fast, but in Colorado, boy, it's just, wow.
It's gone fast nationally.
Depressing.
But really slow on the local side, is what you're saying, on the college side. It's just been bad. Yeah, it's been bad. So hopefully something changes. Hopefully the Rams get some good news soon when they make their decision to hire the coach, and I'm sure everyone will agree on that decision.
Yeah, and I'm all excited for Mike Gundy or one of the other bad decisions they're going to choose.
You think it's going to be Mike Gundy?
No, they can't afford him.
Mm.
I hope it's Cordell Stewart. That'll be a disaster.
I don't think so.
Think Dupree will come back if it was Cordell
Stewart? Yeah, I think so. I think everybody would come back. I think you'd get so many people, so many great players. Probably Juju Lewis change and come up to Colorado State, probably, if you get Cordell Stewart. Probably all the Washington players would come over, too. All the defensive guys.
They do have a good defense in Washington.
Top stories of the day coming up next. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.